Antonio Ruffini, a modern-day mystic and stigmatic, was asked in the early 1990s if Pope John Paul II would ever relent from his refusals and heed Our Lady's request of consecrating Russia to her Immaculate Heart. Antonio responded, "No, it will not be John Paul II, neither will it be his immediate successor, but the one after that. He is the one who will consecrate Russia." In recent years, the meaning of Ruffini's statement has become more uncertain, with the question surrounding Benedict's apparent abdication of the papacy and Francis's claim to it. On March 25, 2022, Pope Francis consecrated Russia and Ukraine to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, but this has left some Catholics to believe that this consecration was not in line as to what Our Lady had requested at Fatima. They argue that the act of consecration missed some key important points, and that because the Holy Father did not mention Russia alone, that this consecration was not valid. They also argue that throughout her life, Sister Lucia dos Santos affirmed that, by the will of our Lord, only Russia should be mentioned, because it is a well-defined territory whose conversion could be clearly seen. So if the consecration of Russia performed by Pope Francis was not valid, then who could this Pope be as prophesied by Antonio Ruffini? According to LifeSite News, there are petitions being signed to encourage Pope Leo XIV to perform the consecration of Russia. Pope Leo XIV himself has held a strong stance against Russia's invasion of Ukraine and had even spoken to the Russian president through call. Could Pope Leo XIV be the Pope mentioned in the prophecy? Only time will tell. Let us continue praying for peace. Antonio Ruffini was born in Rome on December 8, 1907, the eldest of three sons in a devout Catholic family known for its attentiveness to the poor. Having only a primary school education, he learned from an early age to pray with his heart rather than from prayer books. By his report, Our Lord and Our Lady appeared to him for the first time when he was 17 years old. He received the stigmata on August 12, 1951, after a vision which took place at a remote fountain along the Via Appia between Rome and Terracina. From that time on, Ruffini gave himself entirely to the physical and spiritual assistance of mankind, especially the poor and sick. Antonio Ruffini had the stigmata on his hands for over 40 years. They went clear through his palms and have been examined by doctors who could offer no rational explanation. In spite of the fact that the wounds went clear through his hands, they never became infected. Venerable Pope Pius XII authorized the blessing of a chapel on the spot where Ruffini received the stigmata on the Via Appia, and Father Tomaselli, the miracle worker, wrote a booklet about him. Ruffini is also reported to have the gift of bilocation. After receiving the stigmata, Antonio Ruffini became a member of the Third Order of Saint Francis and took a vow of obedience. Antonio Ruffini died at the age of 92, and even in his deathbed, vehemently stated that the wounds in his hands, similar to what Christ had to leave the nails for the crucifixion, were God's gift. Antonio Ruffini, pray for us.